Viter in Shas. We are on Daf Pei Gimel, picking up on Pei Beis and Beis by the bottom of the page. Very last two words. Continuing on in the world of Tumtum and Androgynous. Says the Gemara, Amarav. Beep, turn the page. Lesel Masnisin Mikmei Braisa. That which Rav Yossi had said in our Mishnah. Rashi says the Ketani Rav Yossi, Androgynous. Androgynous is one who has both that of a simon of a male and of a female. So Androgynous, Maichas Ishto B'Truma. He can give his wife Truma, seeming to say that he's a full-fledged marriage and he's a man. Right? To be straight up, nothing to talk about. Mikmei Braisa, he's nothing to say in front of the Braisa. The Ketani Rav Yossi, Rashi says, the Ketani Rav Yossi, Sveikahu. Sounds like the first statement our Mishnah is telling us that what? That for sure it's a man. And the other one, though, in the Braisa seems to say that it is a suffix. The Tanya went to the Braisa, Rav Yossi Omer. Rav Yossi himself says, Androgynous Bria B'fnei Atzmahu. It's a creation in its own right. It's its own shtickle. They didn't decide whether it's a man or a male or female. It wasn't decided. In fact, the Gemara, what are you talking about? Adarabah, Leisel Abraisa Mikne Masnisen. Don't tell me that the Mishnah can't stand up in the face of the Braisa. It's just the opposite. The Mishnah is the main thing, and the Braisa should be knocked out because of the Mishnah. That's where I know, because I mean, the Shafke Rabbi Yossi Lebar Zuge, Shmamina Hadarbe. We know that when the Mishnah, it said Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon, but now it just says Rav Yossi. Mishnah came first, was came out first, and the Braisa came out later. So the fact that it says Rav Yossi afterwards means both of these are correct, but that Rav Yossi actually changed his mind later, and that's why it says that the Mishnah doesn't stand in front of the Braisa. So it turns out that really Rav Yossi was taking back, was retracting Chazar from what he said originally, and now he's saying, Taka, that it's unclear what they are, what Androgynous is. Beru from the Atzmo. Now, that was the way that Rav spelled this whole thing out. But Shmuel says the opposite. Shmuel Amar, nope, Leisel Abraisin, we can misneesin. The Braisa doesn't stand in the face of the Mishnah. He says, nope, get rid of this thing called this Braisa shtickle over here. We have a Mishnah. So Rav Yossi says it is considered a full-fledged man. Nothing to talk about. Says Gemara, Adaraba, let's not misneesin ring a Braisa. The Mishnah doesn't stand in the face of the Braisa. Dal Shamina Leila Shmuel, the Chayish Lechida. Shmuel should have been the one himself to say that the Mishnah doesn't stand in front of the Braisa. You know why? Because he himself, Shmuel, is Chayish Lechida. When you have a Das Yachid who's being more machmir, as in this particular case, Rav Yossi is in the Braisa as a Das Yachid and saying that we're not sure if it's a male or female, therefore, as being more machmir, he's the one who says that we are chayish for such a thing. So therefore, you should say they get rid of the Mishnah because of the Braisa. After the Gemara, no. When is that true that Shmuel says that Hani Mili Kilo Masakra Masnisen? That's only if you're not uprooting a Mishnah in the process by coming up with your strict opinion. However, in this case, Avaki Masakra Masnisen Lo Chayish, he's not chayish for such a thing, and therefore the Braisa doesn't stand in the face of the Mishnah. Okay, weiter. Amr be Rav Mishmei de Rav. Halachik Rav Yossi ba Androgynous ubehar kova. When we're talking about in reference to Androgynous, that means according to what he said in the Mishnah, that he's considered a male, straight up, and that he can go to give his wife Truma. And in reference to Harkava, grafting, that we're going to see in just a moment. You hang tight right there. Shmuel Amar, Bekoshi uvekiddush. We're going to see what that means in just a moment as well. It's referencing a woman when it comes to Nida, giving birth, and things becoming tame. Let's take a look. Androgynous Hadamar, and Androgynous Hadamar, we said that it goes according to Abiyos. He says Androgynous is considered a man, gives his wife. Harkava Ditana. What's Harkava Ditana? We learned in the Mishnah. Ein Notin Ve'in Mavrichin Ve'in Markivin Erev Shavias Pachos Mishloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. We're not allowed to plant a tree. That's number one. That's mavrichim. Mavrichim is when we take a vine and they would bend it in a way that it would go back into the ground. And you're not allowed to do grafting a branch onto another tree that's there already. And this is talking about Erev Shavias. If it's pachos mishloshim yom, within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah. V'im natan, if you taka did do this, v'hivrich, v'hirkiv, if you planted, or you bent this vine, or if you grafted, yakor, you got to go and you got to uproot it. Rashi says, the kokolta b'shvias, it actually takes root and hold on Shemitah itself. Deinah kava koletis b'chus mishloshim yom, it takes 30 days, so it finally takes hold. Rabbi Huda omer kol akava sheina koletis b'shloshe yamim shuv'eina koletis. Any graft that doesn't take hold within 3 days is not going to end up taking hold at all. So he's arguing with it doesn't take 30 days to take hold. It actually only takes 3 days. Rabbi Yosef Shimon Omrim Shtei Shabbosos. They say that it takes 2 weeks. The Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravu, L'divrei Omer Shloshim. According to one of the Tanakhama, it takes 30 days. Tzarech Shloshim Yom U'Shloshim. You need 30 days and 30 days are needed. It comes out to a total of 60 days. You need 30 days for it to take root, and then the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah are considered part of the next year already. So if it takes root within those 30 days, it's a problem. So you need to have 60 days. L'divrei Omer Shlosha, the one that says three, Tzarech Shlosha U'Shlosha, we need 3 and 30. Because again, he's got to take hold 30 days before, because if it's within the 30 days, it's a problem, it's already considered next year, and 3 days before that, in order to actually grab. L'divrei Omer Shtei Shabbosos means Tzarech Shtei Shabbosos U'Shlosha, same thing. Now, U'Shmuel Omer B'Koshev Kiddush, so we say that Lach over there, when we said that the lach is like Rabbi Yosi, and you're going to see our cover, so that's what it means, that it comes out to be that it's going to be 2 weeks. So Shmuel Omer B'Koshi V'Kiddush. He says the lach is like Rabbi Yosi when it comes to the idea of Koshi and Kiddush. Koshi, what's Koshi? That's talking about a woman who is, while she's giving birth, while she's having labor, she's bleeding. And the time, we learned in a Mishnah in Nida. Kama Yehei Kishuya. This point, Rashi breaks down through a whole discussion in Mesechus Nida, the differences of when a person, when a woman has blood that comes out. And we're talking about, depending on this particular discussion, is about how long is a woman's labor, how long does it last, in order that we could say that the dam that comes out is connected to that. Now, there's going to be major nafkamis about that. Could Daddy sit down and look through the Rashis? But nafkamis is about whether how many times she sees the blood, how long she sees the blood, which is called a Zava Gadol or Zava Katana, etc. In any event, we're going to go weiter with this. So the question is, Kamiya Kishaya, Rameir Omer, O Arbaim O Chamishim Om, either 40 or 50 days. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Daya Chadasha, only from the Rosh Chodesh of the ninth month that she's really supposed to be giving birth, that's going to hold her back from becoming a Ziva. Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon Omer, and this is the ones that we're saying Paschal, like, Ein Kiddush Yosi Mishei Shabbosos, it's not going to be any longer than 2 weeks. So we hold like that in reference to this discussion here. Kiddush, what does Kiddush mean in reference to making something Tamei? This is a Mishnah Kilayim, Ditanan, Kiddush, when it's talked with making something which is something not ro'i, something becomes no good. The Mishnah says, "Hamasach gafno al gabi tuvuaso shel chaver." We know you're not allowed to put. It's called kilayim bekerim. You can't put a vine and grain together. One who goes and takes a vine and spreads it out over an area with his grain, over his friend's grain, hariza kiddush. It's mikadesh. Rashi says was using this lashon of kiddush is because the pasuk says pentikdash. Lashon pentikdash, aser tavua schaveru v'chayv l'shalim. You asked it, now you have to go ahead and you have to pay for it. Okay, so it says v'chayv achrusa, has got to pay it. Divrei Rav Meir is exit Rav Meir. If Yosef Rav Shimon Omer, they come along and they say, beep, turn the page. Pay gimel amah beis. Ein adam oser davar shein hashlo. A person can't answer something which doesn't belong to him, so you don't have to worry about this in the first place. Ibay lehu, ibay lehu. The Gemara asks a question. Ba'androgynous ma'li amar Shmuel. We know that all that he said is that the lach is like him. He says, Shmuel said the lach is like Rav Yosi when it comes to this woman who's bleeding, and it comes to the idea of pentukdash. What does he say about androgynous? Toshema toboshema da'amar Shmuel l'rav anan. Shmuel said Rav Anan, leisa lebraisa mikmei masnisen. That seems to be straight up saying that we're going to go with Rav Yosi like he says in the Mishnah, therefore the lach is like him also when it comes to androgynous, that he can give his wife, he's considered like a man. Says the Gemara, Harkava Mali Amar Shmuel. What about Harkava? What about the fact of grafting? What do we say when it comes to Shmuel? Tashma, the Amar Le Shmuel Ravanan, Tnei Kman, the Amar Shlosha Ushloshim. Teach like the one who says it 3 days and 30 days, right? 3 and 30. That goes like Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't go to Rabbi Yosi. He said the 2 weeks and 30 days. So it doesn't hold like him. Now we flip our question back on Rav. We know that Rav has said that, we go through Rabbi Yosi when it comes to androgynous, when it comes to our coven, to graft. What about Kol Shemali Yom Rav? What does Rav say in reference to the blood that comes by the labor? What would he say? Take you. The answer is we don't know. It doesn't, unanswered. How about Kiddush, Shemali Yom Rav? What about when it comes to Kiddush? In other words, that Rabbi Yosi was under that, said that Allah was that one, you can't go ahead and mess up someone else's stuff. So, what would Rav say in such a thing in that case? Rav Yosef Tashmat, let's take a look. The Amar Rav, who? Amar Rav. Ein halach, Rav Yosef, halach is not like him. Bam. So you can mess up your friend's thing. Amar Yabai, my chazaz is samach tahar. Why are you being samach on that statement over there? Samach tahar, why don't you be samach on the following one? The Amar Rav Adam, or Rav Adam, this is the name of Rav. That halach Rav Yosef, halach does go like Rav Yosef. So what are you doing now? It says back, Amri Bey Rav Manu. When the halacha first came up and he said, Amri Bey Rav, who's that talking about? Rav Huna. That's Rav Huna. Rav Huna Amar in Halacha. And Rav Huna said, when he said Rav Huna said the name of Rav, that was the first one that spoke over here. Right? Did I get that right? Yeah, Rav Huna says the name of Rav. That's who it is. He says, in Halacha, Halacha does not go according to Rav Yossi. Next part of the Mishnah, we said Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tumtum. Rabbi said when it comes to a Tumtum, again, we know that it's covered over. And what happens if it gets ripped open and you find out that it's a man? You should not do Chalitza because it's called a Saris. Amar Avami, my Ovidli Rabbi Yehuda Tumtum Debiri Deosavua Abe Korsei Veikre. They sat him down on the chair and they did a little bit of a surgical shtickle on him. Volsheva binim, they ended up having seven children. Says Rashi, Shahayabosa Makum, but only Zain Banum al Malav Sursu. See, there's not a stress. Even a person who's called a Tumtum is not a stress. What's going to do that? Rabbi Yehuda Armelacha, who's going to say back, Chazer al Banav Me'ayin him. Just do a little investigative reporting where exactly this gets came from. Rashi says, Ishto Zinta, turns out his wife was Mizane. Tanya says, Abraisa, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Tumtum, Lo Yachlots, Shema, Yikar, Vinimsa, Sris Chama. He shouldn't do Chalitza because maybe you can open up and you can find the guy's a Sris Chama. In fact, the Gemara, Otu Kol, the Mikra, Zachar, Have. Do all these turn out to be males? Like, why are we saying that's the reason? Because maybe it's going to end up being that it's a Swiss Chama. Why don't you say it's because it's a woman? Rashi says, Loma Safkale, the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, Ben Akiva, El the Swiss, Hud Chayesh, Vidino, Kisris, the Lo Cholet, Velomi Abim. Halchi Kamer says, no, this is what he means to say. Shami Yikra, Yikara, Venimsa, Nekeva. Maybe I'll open up and see it's a Nekeva. Feel him Sazachar. And even if you find it's a Zachar, Shami Yamatsu, Swiss Chama. Maybe it ends up being a Swiss Chama. My Benai, what's the difference between the two? Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda said that maybe it's going to be a Swiss. Rav Yehuda says, no, straight up it is a Swiss. Amarava says, Liv so b'mkom achin. V'lachlots b'shalo b'mkom achin. Ika Benai. That's what the difference between them is. In order to be pasal. If or not, it's going to pass for the other brothers. Rashi says, let's say there's other brothers over there that are shalom, are complete. So one brother dies, the wife now falls to everybody to do yibum or chalitza. And im yesh achim shleimim, v'chalitz la tumtum. The tumtum is chalitza, the Rabbi Yehuda d'amar, shu kisris. He says, it's a Swiss, machzik leikib, it's Swiss, v'adai v'lo pasla. It doesn't pass them at all for the brothers to give them. Rabbi Yossi, Shema Katani Sveikahu, Pasla Lachim, because Doma Lavsers, who have a Chalitza, and therefore it's actually a good Chalitza. Velachlo Shalobim Kom Achin, says Rashi, what that means that Emi Ain Shama Ach Elohu, if he's the only brother, Rabbi Huda Lo Baye Chalitza, I mean, they don't do Chalitza altogether because it's done skeezer, Sris, and that's it. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Baye Chalitza myself, you have to do Chalitza. In case there's a suffix, but now that is the difference between them. Amar, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Abba, Chud Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zavdi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Androgen is Chayavim Alav Skila Mishtei Mekomos. This we discussed a little bit the other day, and that is that Androgenus is going to be Chayav Alav Skila, meaning if a man goes ahead and sleeps with this Androgenus. And this means whether shalokadako, as you know, regular person shalokadako, or through the area which was the nakvus of what he has over there, that's going to be skila for both. Meisay frak the gemara, Eliezer Omer, Androgynous chayav malav skila kibazachar, says that again, if a man has a relationship with Androgynous, he's going to be chayav, just like he has with a straight up man. What are we talking about? Bezachus shalot, it's only if it has in the zachus. Aval, benakvus shalom pater, but it came from the nakvus, then we're talking about pater. So what are you going to say to that? You said you're going to be chayv in both of you. But it seems to be saying not like that. It says Gemara, hu damikyai tana. That is said like the following tana. Meaning Rav, the one that says from both places you're going to be chayv, he's saying like the following tana. The tana went to the b'risa. Rabbi Samaya Omer, androgen is chayv melov skil m'shtei mekomos. Straight up, you're going to be chayv from both mekomos. And my time is Rabbi Samaya. What's the reason of Rabbi Samaya? Rav bar hamduri, asbirili. I'm sorry, Amar Rava. Rava said, Baram Duri Azbali, he explained that Ve'es Zachar Lo Sishkav Mishkeve Isha, the Pasuk says, and with a Zachar, you should not sleep with a, like a woman, Eiz a Zachar Sheyesh Bo Shnei Mishkavos, Heviomer Zanjoganus. It says Mishkeve in the plural, so over here we want to figure out, like, what is that? What's a Zachar that has two Mishkavos? Must be that's called inandrogonos. And what do we see over here? That the pasuk is coming to answer both. It says Rashi v'ashnei mishkavos hisir kasa. The pasuk is coming to warn you about both of them. And Rabbi Eliezer is back for Rabbanan. What about the Rabbanan? This is Rabbi Eliezer in this context. So if he says Rabbanan, means Rabbi Eliezer. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, who said that you're going to be chayiv only to do it with the zachris but not with the nakvos. He says afagav the ispishnei mishkavos, even though that there's two mishkavos es zachar ksiv. The beginning part of the pasuk is ve'es zachar lo sishkav mishkve isha. In fact, it says es zachar is referencing the zachris of the androgynous over here. That's the only time we're going to be chayav, not the other one. Ve'rabanan, if that's what the pasuk is used for an androgynous, then zachar greida minalu, what do like a regular set of man, having a relationship with him is going to be a big problem. It's gemara mi ve'es, the darshan from ve'es. We got to switch over here. On the scene, it says, "Be mi ve'es isha shelo kedarka minali mi isha." Darshan, extra letters, extra words over here. The isha shelo kedarka minalu. How do we know that isha shelo kedarka? That's considered like it's a real relationship. Meaning, if it's also to be with a particular woman, how do you know the shelo kedarka is going to be still an issue? May isha. And we learn that from the word Isha, because it says Mishkave Isha, and therefore we bring in a woman into this as well. Amar Rav Shiz, V'yamar Rav Chista, lo l'kol amar b'leza androgynous zachar me'al Yehud. We know that b'leza says that a androgynous is considered like a male, straight up, but not for everything. Shema Tomer King, because we want to say it's for everything, the mumugdash, and even when it comes to things that are hektish, Rashi says, likari, if things are being brought as a carbon, yikdash. If one were to go ahead and be makdish a animal, which is not androgynous, the animal itself it is, then yikdash, it should be okay to go ahead and bring it as a carbon. When we know in the low kaddish, how do we know the taka, you don't do it? Even Rabbi Eliezer says you don't do it. The tanarabanim, the tanabaisa. That we don't go ahead and we're not going to bring this thing. We only bring certain, very few carbonos that are brought as females. They're usually male carbonos that are brought over here. And if we say over here, this is androgynous, we're not sure, maybe it's a female, you couldn't be brought. But here we see, it's not, must be that we don't hold it entirely to be like an androgynous to be like a male. We don't the low kaddish, how do we know that you don't? The Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa. Ha nirba, that is, let's say there's a bird who's, there was a relationship done with it. Shelo kedarko, Rashi says the nirba v'amukta is b'melukin k'dekotchim kar. We're talking about melika by kotchim. Melika is when the way they take the animal, they take a bird, and the Kohen used to take his nail, his right thumbnail, and would go through the neck in order to go and to kill it, to bring that as a carbon. So nearby, let's say you go as a coin, this malik on this bird that was taken, it was, there was a physical relation done with it, shelo kedarko, v'amukta, or if someone set aside this bird to be used, to be brought as a vodah zara, v'anevad, or if it was worshipped itself, itself became vodah zara, v'esnan, or it was used in order to go and pay a zona, umechir, or it was used as to go ahead and to switch that for a dog, v'tumtum, or let's say it's a tumtum, v'androgynous, or it's androgynous, they are going to be mitame, begotam abisablia. We know that because someone goes and eats these type of birds, then you're going to become tummy from it. Rashi says the kedin nevelus of tahor the kivin de inu uyan likul akrava kedetanim in a behema lahotzi rova avinir bevetrum betumura beperik basa omelika nevela. That's what happens when it's a nevela and eating the nevela. It's matam begadam abesablia makes the clothing tummy as soon as the person swallows it. Really, Ezra, he says tumtum androgynous ain't matam begadam abesablia. He disagrees. He says not matam abesablia. Why is that? Chayyur Beliezer, he said, whenever it says Lashon of Zachar Nekeva in the Torah, when it comes, that's when it comes like different carbonos by animals, Atamotzi Tumtum Vandrogonus Mibineim. You're Motzi, you exclude when it comes to Tumtum and Androgynous. Rashi says, Kididar Shin, like we see in Tzachas Nida, the Zachar Vada Nekeva Vadois. Velotum to Androgynous, gotta be sure. So Alma Lobeliezer, Lokachi. What do we see? A Kuntum Beliezer. They're not Kaddish. The oaf, when it comes to birds, whole velo nemer bo zachar nekeva doesn't say either one. Yeta motzi tumtum vandrogynous mibneim. You're not going to be motzi them from the two. But what it comes out nonetheless, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't treat this a androgynous like a zachar when it comes to kachim. We have another proof to this. And that's the following. Amr of Nachman Yitzchak, Afan and Nami Tanim, Yosef and Bishtum found in Tumur that Rabbi Eliezer comes and he says, Beep. turn the page, pay dalid, hakilayim, utrefa, viotzi dofen, tumtum, van drogenus, lo, kedoshin, velo, magdishin. I'll share this in a second. From a shmuel, lo, kedoshin, bitmura, velo, magdishin, baose, tmura, shma, amina. The first case we said was if you have kilayim, that means an animal that's mixed. It comes, you have the baby that comes from a lamb and a goat, a trefa, and that is that we know there's a problem that's going to die within a year. Yotzi dofen, we know that means that it was born not naturally, right? It was just like some sort of C-section. Tumtum or androgynous, low kedushin, they're not able to be kodesh, meaning they don't get to a level of kedushas haguf, right? Which is, okay, go ahead, for mekachin, you can't go ahead and be mekadesh other things. Rav Shmuel, low kedushin bitmura, what that means is that they don't become kadosh even if they are a tmura. They come in a place of something else. Voluma kachin bose tmura. It doesn't come to kadosh itself if it's made as tmura. Shmamino. So what is Yemir Beliezer does not say that androgynous is considered straight up a man when it comes to other things. And now we have the last thing before the next parak. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Chayov Malov Skilo Kazachar. That is, if a man has a relationship with a androgynous, then yeah, he's gonna get skila. It's just like he was with a man. Tanya learned there by some Rebbe, Kishalach li lamotar meitz Rebbe Lazar ben Shemua. When I went there, chavru alai tamid of kitanu golim shabis bukia. The students came and joined against me, like the tanu golim, like roosters of Beis Bukia. Rashi explains that they were bekiim, they were experts, very sharp. They didn't let a foreign rooster hang out with them. In other words, they were very, very intense on what happened, the way they dealt with me. And they didn't let me learn, even except for this one thing, which is found in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, androgynous chayav malav skila kizachar. As it sounds, an androgynous is going to be chayav on it for skila like a regular man. Hajan alach ha'arel. You know what our minhag is? We said we're going to be hajan to the arel. Let's do that. Quite the long parak, eh? Let's take a look back at the ayin in the middle of the page. Arel v'chol ha'tameim lo yochel b'truma. Somebody should not eat in truma. Okay, we're yotzi zayin. We're going to stop over here, my friends. A mazel tov on finishing the 8th parak. Look forward to starting Bezer Hashem, the 9th parak, and tomorrow. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.